So if you follow me on Instagram, you already know that the Manifest Daily membership is relaunching. But I wanted to say that in this particular episode, I referenced the launch date as June 14th, 2024. And that is because I originally planned for the launch date to be in June. And that is something that I love to do, is put myself under a ton of pressure, give myself an incredible time crunch, and honestly just force myself to get it done. But in an effort to approach things differently, to still lead with passion and quick movement, I've decided to also balance that with giving myself a bit more time. Also, because there are a couple of different resources that I want to get in the membership for you guys that I won't be able to film and create until the end of June. So that being said, the new launch date, well, I guess to you it's not new, it's the only date that you've ever known, will be August 2nd, 2024. So any reference to June 14th, 2024, that you hear in this episode, please disregard. I did record it before I made this change, but just know August 2nd is the official launch date. This gives me time to get every single thing ready and also move pretty quickly, but also not stress myself out, because had I proceeded with the original June date, I would have been so ridiculously stressed. And I don't know why I was trying to do that to myself. But anyways, let's enjoy this episode. And like I said, official launch date is August 2nd. And I will see you guys there. And the link to sign up for launch updates and everything like that is going to be in my show notes. Okay, bye. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. The astrology of May is so delicious. And I know that we're in a season of not doing energy reports on this podcast anymore, but I feel like I just have to walk y'all through what is happening this month and why I am just so thrilled and just so excited about May 2024. First of all, before we even get into May, so I'm recording this on Monday, April 29th, and tomorrow Mars goes into Aries. Even before we get to tomorrow, today Venus enters Taurus. And if you know anything about these particular signs, you know that Venus moving into Taurus is like such a beautiful transit, because Taurus is ruled by Venus. So Venus is very much at home in the sign of Taurus. It's very much living its best life. When we talk about Venusians and Taurians and all of the beauty that kind of goes along with Venusians and Taurians, so, you know, good food, good smelling things, perfumes, just beautiful living, enjoying life, what comes to mind is the Italian saying. I think it's the Italian saying, la dolce vita, the good life, or the sweet life. Girl, why am I acting like I speak Italian? Because I don't. I very much don't. But that is literally the vibe of Venus in Taurus. And we are getting to experience that entire transit for the whole month at the same time that the sun is in Taurus. It is giving very much, if you are not going outside, living your best life, eating all the foods that you want to eat, taking your naps, enjoying the beautiful life that you have, you are not doing May right. I am so sorry. There is a right and a wrong way to do May. I am so convinced. And the right way to do May is to literally enjoy your life. And then on Tuesday, April 30th, we have Mars going into Aries. And you guys know I talk about this literally every single opportunity that I have, because I've made it my personality at this point, literally anything to do with astrology. Mars in Aries is, again, another at-home transit, because Aries is ruled by Mars. And whenever we have Mars going into Aries, it is that energy of like getting up and doing all of the things. You know, when you're going through winter and you just want to sleep and you're tired and you don't really want to do anything, it's cold outside. It's just giving very much like taking breaks, taking naps, no energy, no motivation, no inspiration, none of that. Mars in Aries is flipping that upside down. So it's really interesting because even though we have Venus in Taurus and it's like the dolce vita, enjoy your life, enjoy your food, enjoy your vibes, Mars in Aries is that kick in the ass to be like, okay, but like get to work though. And whatever work is, it can mean very, very different things for every single person. And I will say, let me tell you guys, as a Taurus sun, Tauruses are Taurians, Tauruses, whatever the plural is, okay? We are hardworking. So we will work really hard, but then at the end of the day, we finna take that nap, babes. We finna go out and get that ice cream. We finna turn up. So I feel like this Mars and Aries aside, or alongside, I should say, the sun in Taurus and Venus in Taurus is like, turn up, enjoy your life, but you're also working hard. You're also getting the shit done. You're also like tapping in. And if you have a natal Mars in Aries like myself, this is your time. This is your time to shine. Like, what are you talking about? This is your time to get up and do all the things. I am literally feeling the energy of this transit so much so. I feel like whenever this time of year comes around, I am always rejuvenated, reignited. I'm ready to go. It's like someone has lit a fire within me, babes. It's giving passion. It's giving energy. I know y'all can feel it. Okay, I know y'all can feel it. And if you have this placement, trust and believe that is the energy that you are also feeling too. So take advantage of it. It's like we always talk about how you're not always going to be motivated, right? You're not always going to be inspired. You're not always going to want to do the thing. So when you are motivated, when you are inspired, when you are feeling like doing the thing, take advantage of it. Jump on that energy and ride that wave for as long as you can. And that is what I'm doing. And then the last thing I'm so excited about is that at the end of May, we have Jupiter going into Gemini. Ooh, y'all, I'm so ready. I'm so ready. What? Okay, let's talk about it. So we've had Jupiter and Taurus for about a year, and Jupiter and Taurus was definitely a very beautiful transit. I lived for this transit. So Taurus in my chart rules my fourth house, and Jupiter is all about expansion and abundance. So when you have Jupiter going into Taurus, whatever house Taurus rules in your chart, you would have seen expansion and abundance in that particular area in your life. Obviously, depending on how other things are aspecting each other in your chart, it might have looked differently to you, right? But for me, I can definitely say that what it looked like for me was an actual physical expansion of my living quarters. You guys saw, or maybe you didn't see, I guess you heard that I moved twice during this transit. I moved to a home that was bigger than my home before, and then I moved to another home that was bigger than that. So there was a lot of fortuitous events where I was able to move and where it worked out financially, but I was also able to live and occupy a bigger space, literally expansion of my home. And it's just been really interesting to see that transit play out, see an expansion and abundance of what my family relationships look like, what it looks like to relate to my parents and other family members, and seeing a lot of growth and positivity in those areas of my life. Now, with Jupiter going into Gemini, you are going to see the same sort of expansion and abundance in whatever house Gemini rules in your chart. If you are, I can't even talk, I'm so excited. If you're an Aquarius rising like myself, then this is going to be your fifth house. Jupiter is going to be in Gemini for about a year. So again, this is going to be from about end of May of this year to I think sometime in June of 2025 that Jupiter will be in Gemini. We're going to see an expansion of our fifth house. And fifth house is all about dating, creativity, hobbies. I think of the fifth house as kind of like this inner child playful house. It really gives to me the vibe of someone who is literally enjoying their life, who is having fun, who is very playful with the energy of life, who's not taking everything so seriously, but at the same time is understanding that like life is short and they could pass at any moment. So why not do the things that they want to do? It's such a beautiful house, in my opinion. It is also also the house of children. So for any of you that are Aquarius risings who want to have children during the next year, this is going to be an amazing time to try for children. If you're someone who really wants to take on a new hobby, or you've been telling yourself, oh my God, I need to find hobbies, I want to do something new, this is the most perfect time, again, if you're an Aquarius rising, to find a new hobby, to start something new, pickleball, tennis, sewing, crafting, whatever it is, dive into something new. And for those of you guys who may have felt like your creativity was stunted, like you almost hit a wall in the last year, I know I have been feeling that for such a long time, it feels like. It's been a couple of months. I feel like this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction that we had the other day, alongside this upcoming Jupiter and Gemini transit, because when you have transits, you will start to feel the energy before the transit actually occurs. So alongside this Jupiter and Gemini transit, alongside this Mars and Aries, alongside this Venus and Taurus, there are so many fortuitous transits right now that I think are contributing a lot in a positive way to my expanding creative mindset. I feel like I had to take a minute. Well, isn't there like a Nikki quote? Wait, what am I? Y'all know the one I'm thinking of, where she's like, I had to take a minute off, but now I'm back or whatever. Y'all know, like, please insert it here. Pretend in your head like I inserted it. I don't even know what I would search for on the internet. Like, Nikki quote, she's back. I really don't know. Maybe ChatGPT would be able to help me. But that being said, just pretend you know what I'm talking about so I can move along with my life. So many beautiful things, and I am just so excited about it. And one of the things that I would have announced by now is that I am going to be bringing the Manifest Daily membership back. I don't know why it took such a dramatic pause. That felt like, wow, oh my gosh, inhale and exhale, dramatic. I wanted to talk about this in particular because I was having this chat with a friend the other day. Carmen, if you're listening to this, hi. We were talking about what I like to call the Caucasity, okay? And I say this with, you know, not even being shady, not even trying to be rude, but I think that white men in this world have a certain way of moving about in this world with what I like to call caucasity. They're very much so confident, audacious, just do things without really even thinking that they could fail a lot of times. And obviously I know that there are exceptions to this rule. And I am saying this, I want to say, with respect. Like, it's not even like shade, like I said. I always talk about how as a Black woman, I feel like there's something that I can learn about how white men move through this world, because they literally will just do shit. Like, have you ever seen a white man start a company? Like, he might be afraid, he might be nervous, he might not have money, he might not have connections, but he is gonna find a way. He is gonna find a way, or he's going to make one. I promise you. And I feel like as a Black woman, there has been so much conditioning that I have had to work through and that I have come up against, that almost feels like I have this inherent imposter syndrome and this fear that I will never be enough, or this fear that I will never know enough to do what I want, or this fear that I will fail at the things that I will do. And I don't think this is every single Black person. Again, there's always exceptions to these rules and these things that I say. But I know from my particular upbringing and experience and life and, you know, all of the things that have happened to me, there is this sort of holding back of what I want to do, or holding back of taking action sometimes, because of this fear that I simply cannot make what I want to make happen. And I feel like when you start to adopt this caucasity mindset, if you will, it's kind of like the mindset of being like, I am going to make a way, or if I can't find one, I'm literally going to make this happen, or I will die trying. And it's just this confident, bold, aggressive way of approaching the world. When I was thinking about you know, what I wanted to do and sort of mulling over all these things. It's so interesting. I actually was listening to Haley Comment's astrology video. If you don't know Haley, oh my God, where have you been? Mm-hmm. She's been on the show twice, I believe. And she also has a YouTube channel. Amazing. She does Magic Monday. She breaks down the entire astrology of the week. In her recent Magic Monday, it was actually this particular week, but it'll be last week when you guys are hearing this. She did, she was talking about the Mars and Aries transit. And she was saying how with Mars and Pisces, we were sort of taking on this sort of energy of waiting for a sign, because Pisces, whether or not, you know, you may know, is very spiritual of a sign. Pisces is tapped into the ethereal. Pisces, we say Pisces have their heads in the clouds, but if you think about it, what does it mean to have your head in the clouds? Yes, it means to be a dreamer, but if you also think about it, it means to be tapped into the divine, to be tapped into higher power, higher consciousness. Pisces are dreamers because they're able to see things that are not of this world in a way that some of us can't. With Mars and Pisces, there was almost this inability to take action swiftly and succinctly because we were so tapped into the ethereal when it came to our action taking that we were waiting for a sign. We were waiting for God. We were waiting for the universe. We were waiting for our ancestors. We were waiting for our higher selves to tell us, this is the thing that you have to do. Go ahead and do it. The thing about that, though, is sometimes the sign that you're looking for is simply your desire. The sign that you're looking for can be as simple and as easy or hard to spot, depending on which way you look at it, as your desire to do something. And if you are waiting for this explicit sign, in some ways, as Haley mentioned in her video, that can be incredibly passive. You can want to feel empowered by this external confirmation of whatever it is that you want to do. But if you were sitting there and you were waiting and waiting and waiting, and you're like, God, talk to me, and God seems to be quiet, you will sit there waiting your whole fucking life if you are tapping into that passive energy. And with the transition to Mars and Aries, what we're seeing now is this reclamation of personal power, reclamation of our role that we play with the co-creationship. Okay, yes, we can ask God for a sign, but what does it look like if we take action and we start to unveil the signs and unveil the next steps as we take action? What does it look like if instead of sitting around and being passive and thinking that something will just drop into our lap, the idea will just come to us, the $1 million, $1 billion idea will just magically appear, what if we go out and seek it? I remember, you know, during the Mars and Pisces transit, I was in that state. And it's so interesting because I actually didn't even recognize it until Haley put it in those words. And I said, wow, I was sitting here and I kept saying, I literally remember there was one day I was like, God, talk to me. I need to know what to do. Talk to me. And it occurred to me that somewhere along the lines, I was giving my power away as a human being, because part of the co-creationship is the fact that you do have personal power and free will to take action, but you can't give that power and that free will away. Because what do? If you do that, you become passive. You feel like you are a victim of your circumstance, a victim of your life, and that you can't make anything happen. And then you kind of fall into this negative mindset and this whole thing. It's a spiral. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore because I'm literally talking about it at this moment. But the Manifest Daily Membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there. No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Going back to, I don't even know how I wanted to connect all of this. I feel like I'm just speaking in tangents right now. But I had this idea about, you know, doing all of these different things. I kind of feel like things were coming in and I was like, okay, I want to keep doing the podcast, but I feel like something has to shift. I want to do video, but I don't know if it's YouTube. I want to do this, but I don't know about this. I want to do this, but I don't know. And then I remember having this idea and being like, oh, that's so funny. Like, it's really similar to when I launched my membership in 2020. As soon as I had that thought come to my head, I was like, oh, wow, like it is actually really similar to the membership. Obviously, it's a little bit changed because when I launched the membership, if you are not familiar, 4 years ago, crazy to say, 4 years ago now, I launched a membership, the Manifest Daily membership. And that was something that I am still so incredibly proud of to this day. I worked really hard. I put together all these different resources. I worked with other creators and people within the spiritual space. I had like different classes and workshops within the membership. And it was such a beautiful resource. And when I tell you, blood, sweat, and tears, okay? During the time that I launched this membership, I feel like I was really active about the podcast. I was really active on social. I was really active about all these different things. I was pouring so much into it. And then things shifted. Obviously, we were in the middle of a pandemic. I was going through a turbulent time in my relationship. I had just gotten this full-time job and I was working remotely and it was a lot. It was a lot to balance. And so all of this happened and then I moved to Dallas, Texas. And so here I was, single, new job, new state, new city, and I was incredibly overwhelmed. And I think that's where a lot of it kind of, I was struggling. And I do this thing where I have always struggled to feel my feelings. I'm very much the kind of person where I don't want to wallow. I don't want to sit. I don't really want to take time to process. I'm like, okay, this shit happened. Like, all right, let's keep it moving. I can't sit down. I don't have time to sit down. I don't have time to process. It almost felt like processing was a privilege that I could not award myself. And I think it's so interesting because I feel like a lot of us do that. We see processing, sitting down, taking time, being still is a privilege that we are not able to award ourselves time to do. And at that time, I didn't really process. I didn't really process a lot of what happened until a year later. And then I was still struggling. So when I had moved to Dallas and all this was happening, I actually ended the membership. I think I moved it over to Patreon for a little bit because I figured, okay, maybe I can do Patreon and that can still be a membership, but I can have it be super simple because the membership that I had before, I had completely built out 100% on my website and it was... I was managing it by myself. And so doing Patreon was like a little bit of an easier way to do it. But that being said, again, having this chat with Carmen and kind of talking about Cassidy and like all of these different things, I realized that there was a need to give myself grace for the fact that this particular end had happened at the time. Because I think looking back, what it feels like to me is that I struggle to be consistent. And there's so much shame around that for me. I've talked about that before. I feel like I'll start things, I won't continue them, I'll fall off, I won't go back. And I know that sometimes it's pivoting. Sometimes you start something and you realize, oh, I actually don't like this, and you leave it alone. But I feel like I didn't extend grace to myself for what it looked like to leave that membership behind. That was something that I poured so much of myself into and that I was so proud of creating. And I feel like I was going through such a tough time where it felt like my entire life had fallen apart. And I was so alone and so sad that I couldn't foster community. I couldn't think about new and full moon workshops and a membership. I couldn't create the way that I used to. I literally was doing the best that I could to survive. And even within that, I still kept producing podcast episodes because I'm like, at the very least, I have to be consistent with this one thing, because if I lose that, then I don't know who I am and what I'm doing anymore. That's what it felt like. So looking back, there is a need to forgive myself for how hard I was on myself about the whole thing, and to also give myself grace for the struggle and the fact that I had to let some things go when it got really hard. And it was between my 9-to-5 and the membership. And obviously I couldn't let go of the 9-to-5, right? So that being said, when this idea came back around, there was almost this fear. A couple of things came up. It was one, the shame around, well, why would I do this again, right? Am I even going to be consistent, right? Here's that negative voice coming in. Two, it was the, what will people think? Three, it was the, I've already fallen off on social media and I'm struggling with the podcast right now. How can I even come in with this new thing? What would that look like? What would change? And I feel like all of these different things, that was like, these thoughts were standing in the way of me giving myself grace. Because I feel like whenever we try to do something and it doesn't work out, whether we fall off, whether we quote unquote fail, I don't think there's anything wrong with trying to do it again. There's nothing wrong with trying to do it again. You hear, you know, entrepreneurs who give talks and who talk about the many different businesses that they started before something worked out, or people will talk about how they tried all these different hobbies before they found one that they really like, or, you know, life is about continuing to put yourself out there, continuing to try, continuing to pursue the things that you're passionate about. And I feel like somewhere along the lines, almost fell into this analysis paralysis sort of state of mind where I was so afraid of taking any action because I was like, is this going to be the right or wrong thing? Here's the thing about Cassidy, and here's the thing about right or wrong in your life. There is no right or wrong in your life. And I feel like the people who approach life with, again, this Cassidy, if you will, they understand that on a very deep subconscious level. There is no right or wrong. If you start that business, if you go down that career path, if you attend that school, if you enter that relationship, leave that relationship, if you move to that state, there is no right or wrong, because at the end of the day, you will always end up exactly where you're supposed to be. Somewhere along the lines, I'd lost track of that whole thing. I'd lost track of the plot to the point where I felt like if I do this and it's the wrong thing and I go down this path, I'm going to have to stick to it for 5 or 10 years. And I don't know if I could do that because I don't know where I'm going to end up. And it was like, well, who said that it has to be like that? Who said that there is no pivoting allowed? Who says that I have to keep doing a thing? I feel like, again, there is that shame and that judgment around lack of consistency for me, where I feel like there's something really sinister about the way that I try to almost like grip consistency in my life. Because for me, consistency means stability. And there's something really powerful to me about being stable in my life. And I try to create stability where I can. And stability for me is routine, is consistency, is the same thing in and out, day in and out. And when it comes to life and when it comes to business and when it comes to relationships, you have to have room for flexibility. You have to have room for pivoting. I don't know who is calling me. It says spam risk. These people have stole my phone number. I don't know who, and I don't know why, and I don't know where, but like, oh my God, the amount of spam calls I get per day is disgusting. Anyways, you have to leave room for flexibility. You have to leave room for pivoting. So I'm trying to adopt more of that Caucasity mindset, more of that fuck what anyone thinks. What do I want to do? What brings me joy? What makes me happy? What do I want to try and pursue? And not only that, but there's another mindset that I think I encountered that I really want to adopt. And it's one of choosing. I don't know if you guys have ever heard people talk about love being an action. This is actually something that's in the Bell Hooks book. What is it? I have it here on the shelf. All About Love. All About Love by Bell Hooks. But the entire idea is that love is a choice, right? When we talk about I love someone and loving someone, it's a choice. Because at the end of the day, outside of, you know, anything abusive, anything sinister, when you were in a relationship, whether that's romantic or platonic, you were choosing that relationship every single day. There's a challenge. You guys choose to come together, work as a team, overcome it. You guys are choosing to be with each other. And the act of love is the act of consistently choosing that person and choosing that journey with that person or that thing, right? We could talk about loving a thing or loving a career or whatever it is. It's all about choosing. And so when I think about all of the different things that I could do in life and all of the different possibilities available to me, I feel like I get overwhelmed because, as you guys know, anything is possible. If I was telling my friend, I was like, if you told me you wanted to be an astronaut tomorrow, I'd be like, okay, like what's the next steps? How do we make this happen? Because anything is truly possible. If you put your mind to it and you put your action to it and you believe, there's a quote, it's from The Alchemist, that the entire universe conspires to make it happen. Once you are very clear about what you want, it will happen. Either that or something better. So this idea is that even within career and even within pursuits of business or pursuits of hobbies or pursuits of joy in life, what we need to do is actively, consistently choose. And I think that's where I had to shift the mindset. It's not necessarily about showing up consistently in the same way, but it's about consistently choosing something for long enough for me to either see a result with that thing or to be able to know that it's time to pivot from that thing. And I think there's something really positive about realizing that even if you have a million choices, a bajillion choices in life for one particular area of life, there's something really powerful about being able to say, I choose this thing. You never meet someone who is an expert or who is a great or who is a master who does a million different things. There's always this pursuit, this sort of, I don't even know, obsessive pursuit about one thing, whether it's one belief that they have or one hobby that they have or one career path. There's this obsessive nature to it, and they still pivot and they change in different ways and they morph and transform and evolve in different ways. But there's still this obsessive nature and this desire to choose one thing over and over and over again. And so I said to myself, well, what does it look like if I, one, choose? If I choose something consistently, and two, what does it look like if I have the Caucasity? If I have the Caucasity to believe that not only will I be successful in this thing, but I will be ridiculously successful, that I can be one of the best, if not the best in this thing. What does it look like? Because that's literally the mindset with which these men approach this. It will literally be like, oh, I'm doing this thing. This is going to be a billion-dollar company. Meanwhile, babes ain't even got an LLC started. Like, it's crazy. Like, it really is about having this delusional mindset and allowing the delusion to fuel you in such a way that you don't even think about, oh, sorry, guys. You don't even think about a plan B, or you don't even think about how it can feel. You're just thinking about how you're going to make this shit happen. You're just thinking about how amazing it will feel when you finally see it manifest in the way that you know it was always going to manifest. For me, it is about having that caucasity and having that desire, not even desire, but like, choosing the one thing and sticking to that thing in order to see what it looks like. Because I truly believe I am incredibly talented, that I'm incredibly personable, that there's something positive that I can share with the people who choose to connect with me, and something that they can share with me as well. But I think that I'm doing myself a disservice in not choosing for long enough to see it manifest. And it really is quite full circle. Because it reminds me of my first ever podcast episode, where I was just like, the fear of success, where I talk about having this fear of success and how the fear of success stops you from being consistent, stops you from showing up, stops you from choosing, essentially, because you are so afraid of what it could mean for your life to change if you are successful with this particular venture. I also was thinking about this morning, that episode that I did, it was like way back when, I want to say what, 2019? I think it was definitely 2019. I don't think it was 2020 yet, because I was still living at home in Boston. But this episode that I did, where I like had this really tough conversation with myself and was like, it was just all about discipline and commitment, and essentially this conversation that I'm having with you guys about choosing. And I was like, what does it look like if I choose the podcast and I choose to continue and I choose to be consistent and I choose to show up? What does that look like? Where do I go? I feel like I haven't even scratched the surface of where I could go, but where I have gone truly has blown my mind. So I look at the things that I want to do, and I feel like I'm so passionate, so excited about so many different things. So I'm like, how can I choose something that encompasses all of that? And for me, again, what came to me was the membership. Because when I had the membership, the biggest thing that it allowed me to do, and it's my favorite thing to do, is just create. Like, when we talk about content creation or whatever, I just love creating. I love making things. Like, I literally remember like making wallpapers, like phone wallpapers that members would get every month. And like, that was fun. Like, that was fun because I got to tap into my creativity, and it wasn't about content creation. It wasn't about, you know, anything else but creating something that would hopefully make someone smile, because it was a cute quote that would go on their phone for the month. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah, like that is it. So stay tuned for that. I want to choose. I want to continue to choose that. I want to choose it consistently. And I feel like, I don't know, at this point, I think I also struggle with talking about these things, because I don't ever want to make it seem like I say something and then I'm going back on my word because I like stopped doing the thing. But I also think we do have to extend ourselves grace for where we are in life. And I feel like every single time that I have stopped something, yes, there has been a life event or there has been something disruptive. But I also feel like to that point, there are people that continue even when there's life events, and there's always life events, right? So you can't always use that as an excuse. But I'm trying to get better at processing my emotions so that it doesn't show up as a halting of the things that I want to do because I'm struggling with processing my emotions, if that makes sense. I feel like there's a healthier way to process without allowing it to show up in the manifestation of me not being consistent with the things that make me happy and the things that bring me joy. There's another way to process these emotions when things get hard, and they always will. There are always going to be difficult moments in life. So yeah, what does it look like if you were to choose, right? And what would you choose? Or what do you think you would choose right now? Because the other thing is just pick something. I think I sat for so long trying to be like, oh my God, okay, I could do this, but ooh, I don't know if I want to go down that path because this is what this would look like in 5-10 years, or I don't know if I want to do this because I don't know if I like what this looks like in 5-10 years. Like, it was just this constant, like, me almost overthinking every single option and choice. Just pick one. What comes to your mind if you make a list of all the things that you want to do? What's the thing that you gravitate the most towards, or what's the thing that kind of encompasses all the thing in one way? Pick one and do it. Pick one and do it until the end of this year. Let's commit to that. I feel like we can commit to 6 months. Let's pick one, 6 months, we're committing. And if at the end of 2024, you're like, this is literally hell on earth. I hate this thing. Deandra, why did I commit to this with you? I'm very upset. Leave it alone. Don't ever do it again. Don't ever do it again. But if you pick that thing, and if you get to the end of this year and you're like, damn, some days it's hard. Some days I don't want to do this thing. But most days I'm like, oh, okay, this kind of lit. Then keep going. Because there's always going to be days, or there are always going to be days where you don't want to do it, where you're not motivated, where you kind of hate it, where you're annoyed that you chose it. But that's also the same as any relationship. There are going to be days where your partner is very annoying and you're like, you're literally just go away. But then also you love them still. So that's the act of love, is the act of continuing to consistently choose that person, choose that thing. The other question I would ask you is, what would it look like if you had the caucasity? What would it look like if you had the caucasity to believe that you could be amazing, that you could be successful, that you could manifest everything that you wanted? And also another thing is, what does it look like if you have the caucasity to dream big? Because I feel like that's the other thing, is I feel like I always find myself having these like really audacious dreams, and then I will make them smaller because I'm like, oh my God, how will I ever do that? How will I ever get there? Like, that's crazy. That's, I don't even know. I start to make up these crazy reasons, or not even crazy, but like I start to think it's insane for me to dream that big. Dream big, dream bigger. I would challenge you to dream bigger. Make a list of things that you would consider big dreams, because a lot of times we don't recognize that we are limiting our own realities by the fact that we're not able to dream big and dream bigger. What would it look like if you had a caucasity, and what does it look like if you chose for the end of 2024? So choose with me, vibe with me. The membership is launching June 14th, 2024. So yeah, quite soon. I picked that date because it's really good with numerology. It's an 11-2 day for me in numerology, which is like a really good destiny day. And also I figured I would do it sooner than later. That way I'm going to launch with kind of the basics in there. It's going to have things within most categories, if not every single category, but it's going to be the basics, but things will be added every single month. And I am also working on just getting help because I already know that part of what trips me up is how overwhelmed I get. And I feel like at the very least, I've been in my job for almost 4 years now. So I kind of have a good lay of the land in terms of how to plan my days, how to kind of like free up my days, things like that. But between the 9 to 5, being more social these days and really trying to make sure that I'm not burning out, I really want to make sure that I am allowing myself the true ability to let this thrive. And that really starts with getting help. And another thing I'm doing is actually, this would have already happened by the time you guys hear this, but I'm getting tested for ADHD on May 1st, because I think that I might have ADHD. And I think that there's something about that that's been kind of hindering me in work that I honestly thought was something everyone dealt with, like some of the things I struggle with, but I'm starting to realize that it's not. And I would always say it was like, oh, my Gemini Mercury or my projector self. And I'm like, I actually might just have ADHD. So I'm doing what I can on my end to identify different ways that I struggle, identify different ways that I need to reach out for help and to secure resources to help me, because I want to choose. And I also think one of the reasons I'm feeling really called to do this, and also there will be a Facebook group, because I figure, like, I have tried all the other things, you guys, and I really can't keep up with any of the other things. And anyways, long story short is because I also want support with you guys, or from you guys, on this journey. So I would like it to be something where we can rely on each other for accountability, for help, just with all of the things that we might either need help with or struggling with when it comes to choosing for the rest of 2024. So if you are interested, I'll have a link in the show notes below where you can sign up to be notified upon launch. It's going to be super accessible, 7-day free trial. There'll be like a, I think I'm doing it like a free version and a paid version. Stay tuned for that. But thank you guys so much for supporting, for listening, for being here. I appreciate y'all so, 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 so much. And I will chat with you in the very next episode. And yeah, see you over on Instagram, because I should be back on Instagram right now. Bye. Bye. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.